big week. What's it like?
Yeah, you've just got every feeling, haven't you? Every feeling you can think of. That's what you've got. It's great, Lord. You know, I'm really looking forward to it. It's started today for us, and you know, coming here doing all this, you know, it just starts to wipe it up a bit. And obviously, the lads got a great win yesterday, and a good booster for everyone. And it was, you know, just coming this morning, just smiling faces, and it was, you know, good to see. And just going to enjoy the week and make sure, you know, ready for Saturday.
A lot of people would have thought the cup might have distracted you from your middle-aged campaign, but that's not been the case, has it? You've got the three wins. How much of a boost was that yesterday?
Oh, massive, you know. And some young lads came in yesterday and did top-notch, and I think they even probably put their hand up for a place this week. And, you know, Matty Marsh, he had a top game. And it's you know, just a good boost for all the lads, you know. I think as well how well we defended, you know. They're a top side, and, you know, beat a lot of teams at their own patch, and to keep them to that score and, you know, get the win was, you know, a big boost for us.
You're an experienced Super League player, but what does this mean? Is this a step up?
Yeah, I don't think no matter how experienced you are, you know, it's always probably a nervous week for you, and one that you thrive on, though, I think, as well. You know, it's one that when you start playing rugby, these are the ones you want to be involved in, and you know, if you didn't want to be here, then it's pointless playing it, isn't it? So. It's you know, it's going to be a great, like I say, it's going to be a great week, and you know, great for the club, and you know, for the fans, it's going to be absolutely top notch. You know, 30 years since they've had a chance to, you know, get here again, so you know, hopefully we can do it for them.
You've played your career in a rugby mad city. It is a big one for the fans as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and you know, they're top notch. You know, they do it. They're there every week, cheering us on. Win, lose, you know, win or lose or draw, the cheer us on and stay till the end and clap us off, and you know, they can't wait for this. You know, I've seen a lot around and on, you know, social media and that, they're absolutely buzzing. So you know, to do it for them would be, you know, it would be absolutely brilliant.
Which bit are you looking forward to the most?
Hopefully walking up them steps and winning it. But no, obviously we've got a big task ahead of us before that. You know, just everything about it. You know, like I say, I've been involved in two of these now, and it's just a great week, you know, especially if, you know, for a few younger guys that hadn't done it, and you know, just to see them, and it'd be a great experience for them. And it's for me personally, myself, I know it's a great experience. So you know, it just got to buzz off each other, really, you know, and make sure that we come Saturday we're ready to play.
It's not too much finals experience in your team. What message would you give to the lads? Because you've been here, you know what it's all about.
Just play their own game, really. You know, they've got here by playing their own game, so you know, and they've probably got in the team by playing their own game. So, just don't make it any, you know, their game, how they prepare for a game. Don't make it any different. Just enjoy it as well. You know, like I say, you never know when one of these is coming around again. You know, I've been lucky enough to be involved in two others before. After the last one, you think, oh, am I going to be involved in another? And you know, years have gone past. You know, I've been here. This is my fourth year here. Obviously, the 3 years before, you know, we've gone out probably first or second round. You think, oh, you know, probably never come again, and then bang, you know, we've done it this year, and it's, you know, just enjoy it and make sure we're ready to go.
How hard is it? Because obviously it's about a month, isn't it, since you won the semi final? How hard has it been to not think about it?
Yeah, it has been tough. You know, obviously, you know, 3 weeks time, you've got the biggest game of your career. You know, it's. It is tough, you know, to not stray away and think about a few weeks ahead. But you know, we've gone all right. You know, we've probably had two scratchy first two games, you know, in the eights, and not played to probably how we should have wanted to play. But you know, yesterday was a big boost for the lads, and you know, to get to come in here with, you know, four wins with the semis, you know, and the form's form, and you know, winning's a habit. So you know, hopefully we can. Make it 5-5.
Many people have written you off, but they wrote you off when you went to Wigan. They wrote you off when you went to Warrington.
I just think that's press and bookies and stuff like that, isn't it? You know, one-off games, like, we've been very good this year, so you know, I'm sure Leeds won't write us off. You know, I'm sure they won't, you know, underestimate us. So you know, it should be a good game.
Just looking forward to that first whistle.
Yeah, you know, getting that first carry, getting that first tackle, get your nerves out of the way, and. You know, and then it's back to normality then.
Are you a nervous player normally?
Not really, but you know, obviously these big occasions, 80,000 people, it can get onto you. So it's yeah, like I said, just probably get through your first couple of minutes, and then you know you sort of go away then, and you can get on with your game.